T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You never want to have suspicious mind. That's not good. And of course, when we talk to Howard Eskin, we never have a suspicious mind as we go from one king to the next. Howard Eskin brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Catch all the playoff action at Fwat. Dine in or take out with the region's best game day food. Now hiring, by the way, for management and entry-level positions. Go to Fwat.com for more information. That's F-W-O-T. Fwat.com. By the way, I've had Fwat for many, many playoff weekends through the years. It really does make great food. I'd take out and sit there and watch the games. This Sunday would be a great one for that. Let's talk to the King, Howard Eskin. How you doing, King?
Oh, I'm great, but I don't have suspicious minds. I'm absolutely locked in that I'm not suspicious that your feet are full of BS.
Don't talk to Richie. Whoa. Don't talk to Richie that way. That's not appropriate.
I'm addressing you, you nitwit. And then the other thing, Fwat's hiring. Joe, you need a job.
Hey, listen, all I do is spit truth and wisdom, Howard. Right here. Yeah. Right here.
Well, you spit a lot of stuff, but I don't know if it's the truth and wisdom.
All right, Howard, let me ask you a question. Let's start with the Eagles. Jeez, Louise. Let's start with the Eagles, and we'll branch out from there. You're unbelievable.
I know.
Howard, I'm going to give you – yeah, that wasn't a compliment. Let me give you two scenarios. Tell me which one you endorse. Scenario one for the Eagles with the quarterback situation this offseason is as simple as just stick with Jalen Hurts. Scenario two is explore other possibilities this offseason. Which do you endorse?
Two.
I agree. Why?
Because nobody – well, there are fans out there, and there may be some Eagles people, but I know there's questions. They endorse Jalen Hurts because there's not a lot of options, very few options that would be good for them. So they endorsed him when Nick Sirianni and Howie Rosen spoke. I get all that. And he's almost assuredly the quarterback that starts game one for the Eagles next season. However, when you think about the next level, and that's what we always think about. I mean, it's great to get in the playoffs. It's great to win maybe a game or two in the playoffs, but I don't know that Jalen Hurts, and I have real questions, that he can take you to the level that you need to be what we were as people, excitement of 2017 into the Super Bowl of 2018. I just don't think that's the guy. So I think you have to explore other options, but there's only one I would explore. You know, here's where the BS comes in with you, Joe. You don't really believe that they're going to give everything for a quarterback for 3 or 4 years. So, but that's all right. I mean, that's what you do, and I get it.
Well, listen, first off, I mean, well, look.
He ain't coming here, Joe.
I don't think he's coming here either. Howard, let me ask you this. What, in your opinion, you've been around the Eagles for years. What would it take for the Eagles to choose to take on the Deshaun Watson situation? Is it full exoneration? Is it that there's a civil suit and he pays some people and then comes out with a press conference and admits things he did wrong and says, I will be better? Like, what do you think? Because the Giants owner came out very clearly yesterday and said, we, the New York Giants, will not acquire Deshaun Watson. What do you think the Eagles would need in order to say, you know what, we might acquire Deshaun Watson?
Well, they're not going to acquire him because their picks are too high to give up for him. And so they'll live with Daniel Jones another year and then go that direction. But I think the Eagles, if Howie Roseman's doing his job, has to look – forget about Russell Wilson. Forget about Aaron Rodgers. If you get Deshaun Watson, part of the problem with the four women that won't settle on the civil suit and take the money, 18 of them did and four of them won't, because Deshaun Watson wants to say that he was not responsible or culpable for anything. Well, you know, you can't. And then the women say, well, you know, what does that make us look like? So the truth will always set you free. If Roger Clemens had admitted the truth, I think he'd have a better shot to get in the Hall of Fame. Now, I'm just using that as an example.
I agree with you on that.
The truth will always set you free. Hey, listen, I understand I was wrong. I got to move forward. He's the quarterback for the next 10 years, and he's no worse than the seventh best quarterback in the league. That is, I think, the best option. Not for three number ones. Maybe you give up two and a number one 2 years from now. You mix and match. I don't know that you go that direction, but I don't think Miami has a lot of options. So I think there's a chance you can get him for less. And you know what? Does he want to sit out another year of football? I don't think so. So he can whine. Right. Well, I don't want to go there. And I went, well, where do you want to go? You want to go to Europe? I mean, where do you want to go? You want to play in that new league that nobody's going to watch?
Right.
I mean, where do you want to go?
USFL. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Whatever. USFL. I remember USFL back then is going to be better than what it is now.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they had real players back then.
I know. And so I think there would be a chance he's going to be suspended regardless of what happens with the suits. Probably, I'm guessing, 4 games is a good number. You live with that. I think you live with that. And you hope your backup quarterback, which is obviously, I think, going to be Gardner Minshew, and you live with that. And that's the option that I would investigate if it doesn't cost too much, because I think then you really, really have a chance down the line to be the next championship team in Philadelphia. I mean, I could quarterback and probably have a better chance with everything going on with the teams in Philadelphia, you have the best chance to be a championship team in Philadelphia.
So you say the backup quarterback is Gardner Minshew. Do you feel as though it's impossible to keep Jalen Hurts if they do?
I think at that point.
Drafted him to be a backup, they've said.
Yeah, but that's a tough ask.
Well, but here's the thing you got to understand. He won't be here. His value is not going to get better if he sits as a backup.
Yeah.
You kind of try to work out a deal. Maybe you get a late second round or a third round pick. I don't think you're going to get anything better than that. But a team that's got no quarterbacks would take a shot. And if you're going to get Watson before the start of next season, then you got to move on from Hurts to try to get the best value you can. Again, this is all ifs and it's hypotheticals, which, you know, we always deal in. I don't like to deal in them, but I'm just thinking about what Watson could be down the line for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he'd have to straighten his rear end out too. No more of that nonsense that he got involved in.
To say the least,
and I think he would. Yeah, I think he would.
What could the Eagles expect to get back for a Fletcher Cox trade?
If you get a fourth round pick, I think you're dancing. The problem is you're still stuck with a lot of that money.
Yeah.
So,
but you can dump it into 2023. I understand.
Yeah, which is what they do a lot of times anyway. It's not hard to trade him. It's hard to get what the fans and what you guys think you should get. I don't think you get a third round pick for him because he's at the end of his career. Third round picks usually play, if you guess, 4 to 8 years, probably with a team. Fletcher Cox is not going to play 4 to 8 years. You're looking at the future. Unless you get a team that's on the verge and you hope to get 1 or 2 more years out of Fletcher Cox. I think there's only a 50-50 chance that he won't be here because I don't think it's that easy to get what you want. But obviously they looked at it once and they'll look at it again.
So you've been very critical of Joel Embiid. How do you feel about him now?
Here's what, John, you're getting a little overboard here. If you tell me there's not 5 other players in the league that you wouldn't take over Joel Embiid, you're on drugs, all right? Because you can go right.
I don't know, Howard. He might be up to number 3 or so at this point.
He was the MVP runner-up last season, and he's better.
No, he's scoring more. And he is a really good player. I want nobody to misconstrue what I'm saying.
Yep.
He's a really, really good player. However, they got a bunch of slap, you know what, on that team. Who's going to score?
Awful.
So he had 32 shots a couple of games ago. Who's going to score? So if they actually had another player, he wouldn't be scoring all these points. Here is my problem. I got two issues. With Joel Embiid. It's not a center's league anymore. It's a small lineups, guards. Wouldn't you take Devin Booker over Joel Embiid?
No.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Devin Booker, if he wasn't on Phoenix, he'd be in the top three.
He's a great player, but Devin Booker's a 9 through 15 guy.
Okay. I would take Giannis. I would take Durant. I would take Luka Doncic.
No.
I would take Jokic. Jokic is the best passing center. He almost had a triple-double with 40 points the other night. It's amazing how good this guy is, but he plays in the middle of the country, and nobody really sees him or gets that.
And nobody cares about Denver.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah. So in the end, and he's an agile virtue, and we don't know.
He also doesn't reach the highlight reels as much as others because great passes and nifty post moves are not featured on SportsCenter as much as great dunks.
And that's the problem. So I really think, Jokic is a stud. But
Howard, let me ask you a simple question. Has Joel Embiid exceeded your expectations?
No, he's always been a scorer. He turns the ball over too much. That's my other issue. He just, if in the playoffs, when he gets the ball, you double him. I wouldn't double him at the 3-point line, but anything inside that, you double him. What was the game they lost?
But he's
the other
showing
night
now
to the Clippers.
That he's finding the open man when he's doubled in a way that he never did.
Howard, you've seen the movie The Shawshank Redemption, right?
Yep.
Remember in that scene in the cell when he calls them? I actually might not have been in the cell, but he calls the warden obtuse. He says, "You're being obtuse." It's another way for saying you're being a stubborn mule. You're being a little stubborn.
We haven't even looked at the major issue. How long does he last?
The major issue is you're obtuse.
No, the major issue is how long does he last?
Let me ask you one other question. If you were a voter for the Baseball Hall of Fame, would you have voted for Bonds and Clemens?
Absolutely not. Now, they were Hall of Famers before, but you can't be. Again, the truth will set you free. And people like Andy Pettit used it. But he's not a Hall of Famer.
No.
But the thing is, if they were nicer people, like A-Rod might have a shot because now he's kissing everybody's rear end.
Yes,
but he shouldn't get. He's a fraud. He is a total fraud. And he used it probably most of his career. So, coming out of Miami, you can get whatever you want down there. But now I would not. Absolutely. Clemens only had 198 wins before that trainer said he was shooting him up. So he wasn't really – Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer, but he was so –
How those two handled it in the aftermath did hurt their candidacy.
And here's the other thing I'm mad at. He ruined the best record in professional sports.
I agree with you on that.
The all-time home run.
I agree with
you. Ruined it.
He did ruin it.
So, no. And then Jimmy Rollins, I don't think is a Hall of Famer. I'm shocked that his vote was as low as it was.
Yeah.
But, again, it's just – I think he's a really good player. But people get a little carried away because we're so close to it. But obviously other people see it a different way. But I wouldn't have voted for those two guys.
Gotcha.
Not a chance.
Howard, have a great rest of the week, man. We'll hear you on Saturday and look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank you. And can you wake up Daryl Morey and take him out of his sleep?
Just remember, Howard, when you next look in a mirror, just say to yourself, I, Howard Askin, am obtuse. Thank you,
Joe,
King.
Don't use words you don't know how to spell.
See you, King. There he is. All right, Howard Askin, compared to the warden in Shawshank. 215-592-9494. I think Seltzer missed that whole exchange. He was having a conversation.
I did
there.
Miss it.
Yeah.
Love a good Bob Gunton shout-out anytime.
That's
the actor. Yeah.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, you guys hear me talking all the time about how much I love to take a hot bath. Took one yesterday. And, of course, there's nothing better than knowing that with a parts and labor plan from PGW, when you need hot water, it's right there for you. You've got hot water. PGW's parts and labor plan is great protection for your natural gas heater and other natural gas appliances. And, of course, when your appliances run efficiently, that's a win for you. It means you spend less money and keep more money in your pocket. There are plenty of plans to choose from, and there's never been a better time to sign up. Plus, it's so easy to do. Go to pgwplp.com, that website, PGW.com, and choose the plan that's right for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.